Blog Talk Radio.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Wish fame. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings, 12 Caucasians, and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with them. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
What?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball, redneck, has a way with words.
He
said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Holden Frank wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in Touché. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison or system. Touché. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one, no one up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead on all top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air. Black power, the first pig ever did. The fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
This is about to be a very interesting evening. Nonetheless, this is Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 3, verse 44. That man stands for, it's an acronym abbreviation for music, activism, news. The number here is, of course, 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. I have only three disclaimers. I'm going to go through these disclaimers as I take a look at the inbox to see what might be coming from the mighty ER himself. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. You can feel free to call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. And disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time to talk to see what's on your mind. Really, I will have to, because on this particular phase of everything, I'm having fun this fine evening. I want to thank you all for being on this program. Of course, it's been very interesting, to say the least. Very interesting day. Like I say, there are quite a few people keeping in contact with my man, the mighty ER, as he inboxes and sends me certain things through. Great to have a producer to have your back. I'm going to let you all get things together for yourselves as I do what I'm supposed to do. I'll take the time to give you all at least killer countdown of the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. A top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. That first song should tell you a little bit about what we might get a chance to get into. If we get a chance to get into that, we'll be very, very fortunate indeed. Number 10, Beat Effect, Osage, DJ Tech, the Scarface album. Number 9, Ballhead Fred, movie coming, being shown this coming Friday evening. We'll get into that shortly. Number 8, T-Rilla. Number 7, Suave Gotti, new song and video. Number 6, Brick is in the building. Number 5, Cleveland State University held their 6th annual Treasures of Jazz. That's right, the 6th annual Treasures of Jazz. My man Mohart from the Poetic Hustlers was in the house for that one. Number 4, Black House Sounds, video with Suave Gotti, Reverse of War. Number 3, Meatrice, she'll be facing someone for a title this coming Friday evening as well. Debut. Number 2, my man Pig Nasty from Piggy Entertainment. You know, it's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show on a Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Times. And you know, it's on voiceatradio.com. My man called me up to tell me he was opening for Bone, and that was last Thursday. Could he come on the show and give tickets away? What up to Vanessa's Fashions, who called in and won? I also want to give credit to, of course, number one spot, the number one spot debut. Bone. They did it again. What they did last month at the Masonic sellout, but this month they packed the Agora. They packed the Agora with little to no promotions, but the people did that themselves. So I just wanted to let people know that that's like the top 10 of what is happening right now. I think that as for me, I will go on, do things the correct way, play maybe another track, and be right back with you shortly. This is Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's Music Activism News. Peace.
Yeah, see they ain't ready for us.
Yeah, I was watching Roots today.
They ain't ready for things in my
thinking about Kunta Kinte and all.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
It's in the block of getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block. And everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach. And now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug. He feel the drug. Of that lie, of that lie back. Of the mirror, of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud back. I tell you where that loud at.
and I tell you what I styled at. Yeah, I be instrumented coming down in grandy. Say Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we candy. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to jail, to an all high, and to sexism, to they feel, to they drive, to this Illuminati, and they play with their body, to any rules, and everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the great goose. Nothing in the booth, live room, I just speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going.
When I started, days of old, drop top 9-8, before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lie's on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. With me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But endo dubstep, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud and they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, BHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Adam, before I go to 216-703 or 216-278 or 216-486, I would like to take the time to let people know. They say I don't give a lot of information, so I would like to tell people, should you choose Black on Black Crime Incorporated, well, we meet every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time at 14715 Euclid Avenue, the storefront right there, across from the old shrimp boat. You can't miss us. And, of course, I should let you know about that Art McCoy radio show. Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM, and that's www.newstalkcleveland.com. And I want to let people know that when it comes to activities, that this coming Friday, November the 21st, 9 p.m., and all these next are going to be real easy because it's all being held at 15453 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 15453 Euclid Avenue at the OPN People's Community Center. And this Friday, November 21st, it's the November Man EP release, 9 p.m., birthday bash for Solomon Kane, hosted by Suave Gotti. Called his name earlier in the countdown. Then, November 28th, following Friday, OPN's tribute to Al Porter and the Black on Black Crime Incorporated hip-hop workshop. You never know what we might pull out for that one. You thought the last one was wild. And then December 5th, OPN Ladies First, Holiday Hustle featured Lady Mattress. And so December 12th, live in concert, Trap Boy Mannequin himself. Now, I'm going to take the time since you've been so patient. Let's go to the first phone caller at 216-703. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. Black House Sound. What's up with the Mr. Porter man out in the street?
Oh, man. I'm doing great so far, man. I'm doing great. What about you?
Well, I know most people ain't heard from me in a while, but Black House Sound, we didn't stop. We have a lot of music coming out. Mr. Porter is about to put out something that deal with Black House Sound. You heard a little sample of that, and you will hear songs that you probably never heard that me and Mr. Al Porter have played. Other than that, I just want to show love and pay homage to every local artist that feel like in Cleveland, nobody care about them. Nobody got their back. Nobody understand their struggle. Nobody even care to record them or place a beat for them. And I'm telling you, Black House Sound, in the near future, and I mean in the near 8 months to a year, will be able to do that. I know Mr. Al Porter and so many other people going to help me with this project, so I'm not worried about it. On top of that, I just want everybody to know that if you believe in your craft and it seems like you're not going to get nowhere, I understand your struggle. But at the end of the day, if you don't work hard when people say you can't do it and you won't do it, and you won't be who you are, and you don't prevail to try to be who you are, that's on you. Black House Sound.
Thank you very much, man. We appreciate that. Thanks. And peace.
Peace.
Hey, while we dwell on that message for a little while, I need to let people know on top of that, that while we have that, we're on the same phone number, same train of thought. That 646-478-0944 phone number can be used for Hood Tunes Radio, especially on a Saturday, about 8 p.m., EMAX Music Business 101. And, of course, use that 646-478-0944 phone number for Hood Talk Radio, which is on Wednesdays. That's 9 p.m. International politics broke down to local level. EMAX and the Mindset. So I'm very, very glad to be in partnership with people doing things like that. Time for another quick announcement before I go to the phone lines and let people know, this is very interesting in itself. This coming Friday early, November 21st at Cleveland State University, is the Black Divine Cinema Volume 3. Black Divine Cinema Number 3 at 1899 Euclid Avenue, Main Classroom Building. Large Room 136, where my man Ballhead Fred, in association with the Cleveland State University Black Studies Department, presents the Spike Lee film, The Drop Squad. Free and open to the public. First five artists. That's the first five artists with videos on DVD, at least 5 minutes or less, will get them shown on our big screen. And after the movie showing, a lot of us will head to 15453 OPN headquarters for the after party and to join my man Solomon Kane. Kind of nice when you start working everybody together on those type of things. And since I have the time to do that, well, I'll be so-and-so. I am going to take the time right now and go to our next phone caller. And our next phone caller who's been very patient at that 216-278, how are you this evening?
How you doing, brother? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right.
All right. This is Black House Sound. And just showing a lot of appreciation, to your radio station and everything. You know what I'm saying? We all blessed. Bless everybody that's out here trying to come up in the rap game or whatever game you in. You know what I'm saying? As far as spiritual, if you singing, if you rapping, you know, just bless you. Poetry, you know, bless you. You know, and much love to Bone Thugs and Harmony. I had a great time at the concert last night. You know, Black House Sound. I was on stage with my homies. You know, D. Shanklin,
right,
and from East Cleveland, and we just representing. And much love to my cousin Chico. And like I say, Bone Thugs and Black House Sound, you know? And I got much love for you, Unc, you know?
Thank you, fam. I appreciate that phone call. You don't know how much. I thank you so much.
Much love. Clean Mental House. Black House
Yes,
Sound.
Yes, sir. Peace.
Yes.
Man, we might have to find a solo joint from them in a little while, I'll tell you. Before I go to the 216-486, you've been on very patient. Let me let people know real quick, though, that tomorrow, 6 p.m., voiceofradio.com with Spitboxes FM, standing for Flowmasters, E-Dub, Eric Wilson, Suave Gotti. Then at 8 p.m., join us at Spitboxes at 3327 Sackett off West 25th Street at City Break Studio. Written battles, B-Boy battles, and Money on the Wood battles. Of course, we have Brick in the Building, and Angel Fire will be performing, plus free DVDs. Now, I think I should let people know that should you want to check on any other information or anything that's going on, you can use that Facebook page, definitely that Facebook page for Alfred Porter, JR period. You'll see a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And you can also check out that blackonblackcleveland.com. Now let's see what's on the mind of this 216-486. You've been on the phone for a little while. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter.
That is good.
You know, the most amazing thing, sir.
I'm ready.
With this, I just turned on. I know I shouldn't be. I'm listening to you on the radio, and I'm watching Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
The most amazing thing is, you know, Cheech and Chong. Now, the gentleman is that lets you know, don't care what age you are, if you continue on, you can succeed. This gentleman is still dancing with on the stars. He's doing an excellent job, and the reason I'm bringing that up is because of this. They told us before we didn't have a chance in hell for getting rid of those red light speed light cameras. And I'm just calling to congratulate you and I would say the Black Man's Army as well as Black on Black Crime and all the rest of the groups that joined together out there to help us get rid of those. And the voters themselves, congratulations for getting rid of those red light, speed light cameras.
Thank you so much for that. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what, we'll send a song out to you, and then maybe, just maybe, we'll be able to get into a couple of stories that might interest a lot of you. Trust me, I can see why I might be in a little bit of trouble tonight. But that's all right. We're going to roll on with this show. Thank my man E-Max the Image, Varsity Music. And if you hold the line, we'll be right back.
All right. Yeah, I ain't able to do a motherfucking thing for you motherfuckers. Y'all niggas pissed on me for the last time, niggas. So when I resurrect, come back, which I did, and piss on you motherfuckers, just how I go. It go like,
more allegations. No man can stop me. I'ma be fresh as hell in case your girl watching. I never had the strong support, so it gave me no option. Bitch, I worked the court. Blackouts on your nearest project. Now how you keep your money? Feminists, how you carry your mindset? Consumers, I wouldn't buy that. Fuck nigga, do what you told. Fuck you with a true pioneer. Once that music in your ear, crack academic so severe. You was running credit here. Ain't money was the motive here. Niggas couldn't comprehend. You was selling wood tickets. Legacy was copping bands. Copping bands. I was copping bands. Copping bands. Copping bands.
The only thing I was trying to do was find my motor life. The only thing I was trying to do was find my motor life. Only thing I was trying to do was find my motor life. The only thing I was trying to do was find my motor life.
I'm the main program. Follow the procedure. If it ain't about no money, then fuck nigga, I don't need ya. See no more. Feel the wind. Urban night. Every night. They declare me like, put them in the zoo, some fairy light. Please don't tell me to calm down, family my whole city hype. Cause you was rapping fake, and I was rapping real life. Going to another funeral, I ain't feeling right. And I know you disgusted, cause every day is a murder like. Another black male being sent, isn't we hope it's like. I was rapping poetry, you call it open mic. There you go with your information, but you never told it right. Pussy and money and drugs, hey, it was your motor, right?
And the only thing I was trying to do was find my motor, like. The only thing I was trying to do was find my motor, like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Wow. Welcome back to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music Activism and News. Wow. Chapter 3, verse 44, that's 646-478-0944. Number for those online listening. You can choose to call in as well. I need to, before I get into like one of the main stories, is let people know that they can check out SOTC Radio tonight. 1 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB.org, 89.3 FM. You know, they went online and pulled down that Better Have My Money 2015 and played it live last Monday. Good look on their part. And, of course, there's 216 Radio Saturdays at midnight, Cleveland Standard Time on WCSB.org, 89.3 FM as well. And a nice shout-out. Did you have the nerve to call me while I'm on the radio, Dee Dee? I think she's setting a record. This is like the third time she's gotten one of those. Hey, she must like her names out there, her name out there in lights and all of that good stuff. Here's something that I bet a lot of people may not have thought about. I'm just going to give you the real right now. Gangs in the U.S. include national and local street gangs, prison gangs, motorcycle gangs, ethnic and organized crime gangs. 1.4 million people were in gangs as of 2011, and more than 33,000 active gangs in the U.S. Now, American gangs are responsible for an average of 48% of violent crime in most jurisdictions and up to 90% in other jurisdictions. Now, wait, I may be wrong. There are 800,000 gang members that are definitely unaccounted from the LE gang. Let's break it down. LE stands for law enforcement. So if you have 683,000 plus full-time state, city, university and college, metropolitan and non-metropolitan county and other law enforcement officers plus 120,000 full-time feds. So if you add that together, you have to think about that. And add that full number of 683,000 plus around 120,000, you have about 804 million, which might give you 2.2 million gang members. Now, let's break it down. Aren't gangs classified as being thugs, lawbreakers, violent, and known to lie to protect themselves? Don't gangs have oaths and codes to protect themselves? Now I'm going to tell you a story of six gang members. Six gang members, you know, they had turf. They were extorting the Marathon gas station on East 40th and St. Clair, Cleveland. Now, Cleveland officer John Hotz, yeah, that's his name, John Hotz, hung out with a clerk, took packs of cigarettes, and took $100 worth of scratch-off tickets without paying for them. Wow, that does sound like gang extortion. Hotz was among six officers recently found to have violated the department rules by loitering and gambling at the gas station. Now, Dawn Phillips, who co-owns the store with her husband, fears reprisals since the investigation found the six officers guilty of leaving the areas without permission, everything including testing tasers. Now, officers were given unpaid suspensions ranging from 6 to 30 days, falsifying daily duty reports, soliciting or accepting gratuities. Also, they got Charles Boddy, Nicole Correa, Robert O'Brien, Orville Taylor, and Dustin Vowell in trouble as well. Now, reprisals. Most people get upset. They say gang members and store owners, clerks, and other people in areas, those who've been bullied or victimized, always they say they fear. They have fear of reprisal. Interested. Now, let's go down here and say that in every gang has a leader. And union head Jeff Fulmer said the union will fight. I guess he's taking the position of the gang leader. Now, the suspensions of Boddy and O'Brien, that is what he's going to fight against. But it's interesting that although the six were suspended, they were suspended, found to have done something wrong. Internal affairs in the Cleveland Police Department themselves cleared the six of breaking any laws. I don't get it right now. I'm going to come back and at least we'll take a song, a break. We'll be right back shortly. And I want to give a shout out to the E Period, A Period, T Period Network on Facebook. We'll be right back after this. We're not stopping yet. I promise you that. It gets
club song. I was raised in the hood, so what's the dip?
What?
A walking revolution, that's how I rip.
Yeah.
There are some who wish this was an intro. In other words, they wish it was kept short. I don't make music for the club.
Sorry.
I make songs so the mayor gets mugged. So Frankie boy, I ain't forgot about you. The new masterpiece. My crew stays true. If alive, Ali Bay would be mayor. I'm living on a wing and a prayer. When you tell the truth, you don't live too long. That's why many real leaders die young. An OG in the hood, let me explain. A gangbanger who fights the biggest gang.
Gang 1.
The local police, not all, just the ones who roll like beasts.
Gang 2.
It's Cleveland Clinic. They put hood hospitals out of business.
Gang 3.
The Cleveland public school system. They got levy money still missing. If you ain't roll like the top three gangs, then that's a status you just can't claim. You can guap in a trap house and mean mug. Without weight, you're just a common thug. I'm a sister myself, so understand. I won't play, I'm a grown-ass man. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. No matter what said, I offend somebody. So I use truth to offend everybody. Some say they take music to the next level, but shake hands with the same corporate devils. Now that's an example of hypocrisy. But hypocrisy, it doesn't reflect me. If you're grown, put the nicknames on the shelf. Cause it matters what you choose to call yourself. I'ma break it down, know how it sounds. Artist named Lil at 50 plus pounds. To clarify, it sets the record straight. You ain't Lil if you're taller than 5'8". Names don't matter, now that's a lie. You ain't young nothing over age 25. I ain't young or little. I'm a grown man with bat in hand. I draw lines and sand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I speak back. Hope you understand, don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I speak back. Hope you understand. Huh. When you're a child, you do childish things. True. When you're a man, you put childish things away.
Grow up.
End quote. So why are adults watching more TV and playing more video games than they children? Ain't nothing wrong with having fun, but put down the remote once in a while and stand up to corrupt officials, from police to politicians. Remember three letters, H-T-A. Hold them accountable. The creator, H-J-S, Kilroy, still rolling.
All right, Al Porter, man in the streets. Want to calm myself down. As I continue on to our little conversation about gangs, this is chapter 3, verse 44 of this particular show. And I just want to let you know, when we last left off, we gave you an example of, well, gang members staking out a block and terrorizing it, and basically the gang leader coming in and saying, oh, no, you don't. So I'm going to go in an entirely different direction and talk about gang structure, because some gangs are structured so well that they don't pay any money for anything. You know, sometimes they force money out of victims by extortion, threats, or plain old robbery. Now, let's take 137 shots where the LE gang, a.k.a. law enforcement gang, well, the law enforcement branch that's set up in Cleveland, Ohio, the Cleveland Police Department themselves, they shot 137 times, killing Tim Russell and Melissa Williams, November 29th of 2012. Now, the surviving family members received something like maybe $1.5 million apiece to each estate of Tim Russell and Melissa Williams. Now, out of 13 cops involved, and we'll say out of Relo, was, you know, he's in, on trial. He'll be on trial for that. But nobody particularly lost their job. Now, on top of that, the police did not pay any money while they kept their jobs. They did not pay any money while they kept their jobs. Cleveland taxpayers paid that money. As a matter of fact, did people know that another branch of law enforcement, we'll say the LE gang, their branch out in Philly. Do you know Philly had to pay out $40 million in the last 5 years? $40 million in the last 5 years on police brutality settlement cases. New York paid out $428 million on police brutality settlements over the last 5 years. Chicago, $450 million over the last 10 years. Baltimore, $11 million over the last 5 years. That's right, people. Each time the police face charges and fight them, even if they lose, they won't get fired. And you pay the cost during a settlement because of course, union contracts. Now, that's gangster. Now, that's gang all day, every day. As we prepare for that last storyline, what we're getting ready to do right now is we'll find something else to put on, and we'll be right back with you after this. This is Man in the Streets, Chapter 3, 44. Big shout out to Who Has the Power Radio, which airs 7 p.m. on a Monday, Cleveland Standard Time. Also on Blog Talk Radio, 914-338-0665. Tell some of those folks that you heard it right here. Man in the Streets. Be back shortly, and we'll check out the phone lines again. Peace. Like I'm going to get to a couple of phone callers, give them about 3 or 4 minutes apiece. Before I do that, I just need to give the last part of this particular story so people will have some idea where I'm going, and just say that Tanisha Anderson passed last week. Now, her nephew, Jacob Johnson, gave an account of what happened. Now, here are just some excerpts of what he said. On Wednesday, my aunt Tanisha Anderson died at the hands of the CPD. She had health issues such as bipolar and sugar diabetes. On Wednesday, which would be last Wednesday, she wasn't violent in any way, but she wasn't herself, as police were called twice. The first time, police couldn't do anything because she wasn't acting out, but different police came the second time, and those officers went to use a taser gun. Her uncle begged them not to taser. Tanisha called her mother to help, but there was nothing she could do. The same officers used a takedown move, putting her on the ground by force, putting her face down on cold hard concrete. His body weight on her, and her knee, and his knee was on her back. She was quoting the Lord's Prayer. When at that time both officers were on her back, I'm not sure why, because she didn't fight, nor was she resistant. 6 to 7 minutes later, the police decided to get off her, checking her pulse, saying, "She's fine, she's just sleeping." The police let her stay on cold concrete for 20 minutes until the ambulance came, where they did chest compressions. I don't have to read the rest of the young man's tragic account of his aunt's death. In Cleveland, there's a gang called the Heartless Felons that has been busted recently by police for violence and intimidation. Seems to me there were some real heartless felons wearing badges on the night Tanisha passed. As a matter of fact, union leader, Jeff Fulmer, took up for the cops also. Wow. I want to make a quick announcement and say that in light to all of this, November 29th, 2014, 2 year anniversary since the tragedy that happened at Heritage Park, I was contacted. There'll be several people up there to accompany the Russell family and the Williams family at 6 p.m. Heritage Park, right off of Terrace, we'll say Lee and Terrace, in East Cleveland. Don't wait until it's your family. I need to go to the 216-389 area code, giving you a couple of minutes as we wind down. 216-389, how are you doing?
Good evening. This is Christian Clark, representing the Network for Neighborhood Success and the Neighborhood Voice. Here's your weekly sports report, better known as The Pulse. In the NFL, this past Sunday, the Browns lost the game 23-7, and now their record is 6-4. With the season coming to an end, they are trying to get into the playoffs. The Browns end their season with four out of the next six games away from home. In the NBA, the Cavs played the Denver Nuggets and lost 106-97 in a game where the Big Three had 60-plus points together. They are now 5-4 and look to figure out how the team can gel. On this day in sports, in 1982, the NFL reduced its 16-game season to 9 games due to a 57-day NFL player strike. In 1997, Mario Lemieux was voted into the NHL Hall of Fame. In 2003, Barry Bonds won his 6th National League MVP. There's your weekly sports report. Now to back Al Porter, the man in the streets.
Oh, man, you came at a good time to kind of get me feeling a little bit milder. But I have to ask you, man, is it time for the Browns to be concerned, so to speak?
What do you mean, Deacon? Like,
is it time, especially with maybe 4 out of the next 6 games, you say, basically, the type of position we're in, or maybe should we at least consider giving Johnny Manziel a look, or do you think it was all, like, bad team play? But don't, like, get the socks all in a bunch yet.
Bonhoeffer is a good quarterback. He just had a bad week. Out of his career, he only has lost, five games out of eight? So he's 8-5 so far. It's not a bad record. He's gave us our best record in, since 2007.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, with Derek Anderson and Brother Edwards, we went 10-6. Unfortunately, still didn't make the playoffs. But
true.
But yeah, he's giving us a shot to make it. Plus, we get Josh Gordon back this week. He's
true.
A key weapon. So I mean, you just give him a shot. Give him, see what he does. You know, you still had J.J. Watt. The you can arguably say the best defensive end, even defensive player in the NFL we were going against. So I mean. He was pressured the whole night. So, I mean, that's all. Don't really stress about it. Not right now.
All right, then. I thank you very much for that. I appreciate you, as always.
Thank you, too.
All right. Hey, real quick, before I go to the area code 832-305, I want to let people know that next week we're going to talk a little bit about the Jazz heritage that happened at Cleveland State. We're going to talk about Run, Jimmy Haslam, run before you get sacked. And, wow, the good news, hey, the Democrats have run Cuyahoga County for the past umpteen years. The bad news, the Democrats have run Cuyahoga County for the past umpteen years. What do we have to show for it? I'm going straight to 832-305. How are you doing out there? 305? Or did you just call to listen? And I can appreciate you for that. So that's the one thing I warn people about. And I gladly warn people about that because it's the truth. I let them know up front that you may not want to talk, but I may take the time to talk to you and see what's on your mind, because I feel that the Creator has allowed this show to be in existence so that we can all network together. When you do that, it makes us much more powerful and stronger of a unit. I thank those who definitely take me seriously when I give all sorts of information on different things so that we can at least try to go to different things and at least support each other. Looking at the little time that's left, I would like to say, we'll leave out on a positive note in just a few moments. I want to take it back to In the Club, let our super sound engineer producer this evening, my man Emax the Image, find that one. You know, it's very interesting to open up, which I think a couple of minutes ago, but they just couldn't stop the facts. Some of the facts that we were able to get out there was just to cause people to think a little bit, just a little bit, that when it came down to gangs in our nice little United States of America, that you do happen to have all of these so-called prison gangs, street gangs, national and local gangs, motorcycle gangs, organized crime gangs. And if they say that they had so many, like I'll say 1.4 million people in gangs as of 2011, if it's 1.4 million people, then you have to add on top of that the 683,000 that are in full-time state, city, university, college, metropolitan, and non-metropolitan county and other law enforcement areas, those officers as well, plus 120,000 full-time federal agents, because right now we have a big problem where it's hard to tell the law enforcement from the gangs that are out there that are operating, especially when you are paying for them to be roving or to go rogue. Because let's put it like this, if you don't have a good enough checks and balance system, if you don't have that, if we don't start getting on our local elected officials, telling them and demanding that these so-called council people, demanding that the so-called mayor does a complete 360 degrees on union contract talks, then you will still have to pay taxes to pay officers for killing your loved ones or beating you down. Let's think about it one more time before we go into that track. I wanted to at least go into your minds what stands out about all of this. If you have $1.5 million in Cleveland paid out to the surviving members families of Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams, but it came from taxpayers. You don't have the police officers paying anything, or none of them losing their jobs, unless Brillo might. But you look at the other 12. If you look at, and this is going worldwide, so I have to put it out there one more time, if you look at Philadelphia paying out $40 million in the last 5 years of taxpayer money, New York paying out $428 million over the last 5 years. Chicago paying out $450 million over the last 10 years. Baltimore paying out $11 million over the last 5 years. And officers being promoted. Those type of things happening on a daily basis. If you do not get out there and start to speak up and speak out about your rights, don't just sit at home and talk to Cud Mooch or Miss Nene down the street. I love them all, but you need to start bringing that view to the public, because that's your money. This is how you need to begin to handle certain things. So, again, if you hear of other people getting out there and doing certain things on the front lines, please stand out there with them. you have to be able to stand out there with them. As I leave out, I leave you with one thing. When the Palestinians were doing marches all across the United States, and I believe I was able to talk about that very briefly on the show about a month and a half ago, they said that it was every Palestinian's right and duty to get out there to protect themselves from being slaughtered and murdered. Who are we who are being victimized not to follow that type of train of thought? I'm going to leave you all out there with that. Please be safe. Look forward to seeing you all out there on the flip side. Feel free to contact me on that Alfred Porter Jr. FB, that Facebook page, and see some of the same news stories I share with you. On behalf of Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Varsity Music, Blog Talk Radio, peace.
Hey, hey, yeah. Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend, my girlfriend, my girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be brown skin, light skin.
In the club, in the club, in the club.